Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about the power you have to create new habits around your sex life with conversations or with anything else you do in your marriage.
And I want you to think about this quote from Abigail Van Buren. Some of you may be familiar with her as Dear Abby from newspaper columns from years ago. And she said, "A bad habit never disappears miraculously. It is an undo-it-yourself project." And
very
I think
good.
that's something for us to all keep in mind in this show as we're talking about those habits that we have. And we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family, someone like you who's seeing tremendous breakthrough in their marriage or has just had an incredible journey. And this week's hug is sponsored by HelloFresh. And HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Yep. We've done it many, many a times, and it's awesome.
And it's great because all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know exactly which ingredients go with which recipe, and the recipes are outlined and pictured on step-by-step instruction cards.
So anybody can do it. I can do it. I mean, honestly, just follow the steps and you're going to have an awesome meal at the end.
Absolutely, because HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly with three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. And you're not going to spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes. And here's what I love about being a HelloFresh subscriber. It just cuts down on my grocery shopping and meal planning time and all but eliminates the "what are we having for dinner tonight, Mom?" question.
That's right, because we just pull one out and put it on the table.
And it's great because we get to choose our delivery day or pause delivery if we're traveling. It's that easy. And when that HelloFresh box shows up on my doorstep, it's all smiles because less time spent thinking about the groceries or shopping means more time for Tony and our family. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/OEM30 and enter promo code OEM30. That's right, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/OEM30 and enter promo code OEM30. Now, this hug comes from an iTunes review that we recently received, and we now have, just as a side note, over 500 ratings and reviews on iTunes, and that's a huge thank you.
A huge thank you to each and every one of you. So we can't even describe how appreciative we are. I mean, honestly, when I saw us hit over 500, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you, One Family. You guys are truly, truly a blessing. And if you want to go leave one, go for it.
Absolutely. This person said, "We are emerging from a 10-year cycle of trials, unemployment, cancer, and family issues, and we're settling into new normals, closer to each other and God, as we celebrate 39 years of marriage.
Wow.
Even so, our intimate life needs transformation. So glad I found the One Extraordinary Marriage show. Your candor about your own challenges and resolve to push through for each other and your listeners is disarming. That you respect and cherish each other comes through with the interesting dialogue that is captivating, mutually respectful, instructive, and fun. I appreciate that your faith is grounded in Christ and it's real but not preachy. I'm working my way through the podcast archives and slowly bringing my more reluctant wife on board as well.
Excellent.
Thanks to One Extraordinary Marriage, I'm more encouraged than ever that we can experience an intimacy breakthrough that will make our already awesome marriage even better."
I love it. And here's the thing that I just love, man. They've been married 39 years and they've gone through trials. Lo and behold, look at that. We go through marriage. We're going to have ups and downs. And here is somebody who's saying, you know what? just because we've been married 39 years doesn't mean it's over. We're still pushing. We're still going. We're still going to achieve more, and we're going to have an even more awesome marriage. I love it.
I know. So good. And, you know, one of the things that strikes me from that hug is that this is a couple that had to do, you know, had to create strong habits in their marriage. It's the only way you get to 39 years, right? You've got to be doing those types of things. And Tony's reading a book. He's currently reading a book called The 5-Day Weekend, and it's by Nick Halleck and Garrett Gunderson. And the other night in bed, he doesn't do this very often, but the other night in bed, he's like, hey, Elise, listen to this, right? And he starts reading to me this chapter on habits. And I'm like, yes, but this is my habit time, right? My habit time says when I crawl into bed, it's quiet and I get to read. And he's like, no, listen. And as he started sharing, I mean, it was like 4 pages in the book, 5 pages, maybe.
Yeah, the chapters in this book are quick. I mean, it's a good sized book, but each chapter for me, I like them because they're quick and I can get through them. But yeah.
And just so you guys know, we are going to put a link to this in the Amazon shop so that you guys can check it out if you want to. But as he was sharing, it got us thinking about the habits in our marriage as well as those in the one family. You know, there are those good habits that build up our marriages and our lives. And then there are the not so good habits that create disconnect and pull us apart from one another. And this can be both physically and emotionally.
Yeah,
The habits separate us from one another. And there was this quote from MIT scientist Anne Grabeel, and she says, habits never really disappear. They're encoded into the structure of our brain, and that's a huge advantage for us because it would be awful if we had to relearn how to drive after every vacation. The problem is that your brain can't tell the difference between bad and good habits. And so if you have a bad one, it's always lurking there waiting for the right cues and rewards. And so it was, you know, that idea that we've got these habits that just sit in our brains, right? And you guys know the good habits, right? The ones that, you know, help you just get to work because you're like, I know I've got to get up. I got to get dressed. I got to go to work, or, you know, got to take care, you know, we got to brush our teeth once a day. I mean, that's a good habit. Brush your teeth, you know, in the morning before you go to work, right? And then we have the not so good habits, right? And so what she's saying is that they're all there and they're waiting for this feedback loop where there's a cue. You go into your routine and you get some kind of reward.
And that's what I was going to say, though, too. She sort of brings up at the end, though, if you have a bad one, it's always lurking there. But I would also say if you have a good habit, it's also there. And it's waiting for the right cue and the reward so that way we continue to do them again and again.
And that's that. As we were having this conversation in bed, that's what really got us to thinking about, you know, what's going on in the one family. Because when we get behind these microphones every week, we want to equip you with tools and strategies that actually work with you to create new habits in your marriage, right? So you have more of those good or life building habits in your relationship and less of the disconnecting or bad habits, right? And I want you to just think about it for a minute. Because I'm curious whether you're driving in your car, you're going for a walk, you're out for a run, you're mowing the lawn, whatever you're doing right now. How many of you, before you heard about the intimacy lifestyle, were just kind of winging the sex in your marriage? I know we were.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd have sex this week. Maybe you wouldn't.
There was no routine. There was no habit that we had built around it. No, not at all.
Maybe Tony would initiate. Maybe Tony would get rejected. That was the story of our marriage. You know, there was no like guarantee that if he initiated, right? Like we're scheduling sex, takes the guesswork out of knowing when you're going to get some. That was a habit that we had to create. And chances are you all, prior to, you know, listening to the show for the first time, you had fallen into habits around your sex life. And these weren't even conscious decisions.
Good or bad. I mean, you could have had amazing ones. We're not discounting that. Or you may have had the ones that we just described.
Right. I mean, the habits go both ways. And you know, then all of a sudden you start listening to the show and you hear us talk about the intimacy lifestyle, this idea of scheduling sex and having both, you know, creativity and spontaneity around structure. Right. And you thought, why not us?
Yeah. And if you want to learn more about the intimacy lifestyle, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/scheduling sex. And also, for those of you who haven't checked out our new show, Daily Steps, we have a number of shows there that we've recently done. Just and Daily Steps, for those of you who don't know, it's a daily show. It's about 5 to 8 minutes, and we just tackle one question, and we answer it. So you can get it and use it or share it with a friend or family. So you can get that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/daily steps.
And you know, as we're talking about those habits, right? The whether it's the listening to a show daily or if it's saying, okay, how do we do this intimacy lifestyle? How do we bring this into our place? You had to make a decision to undo the habit of being unintentional.
True.
About yep. your marriage and replace it with the habit of being intentional, which means that you had to create a new reward system, right? That reward of connection, the reward of not having to guess. Let me just be real clear here. When you don't have to guess something in your marriage, that in and of itself is a reward.
I would say the reward is sex, orgasm, ejaculation. You continuously do that over and over. There is a reward. There is a cue that we're going to have sex, and then we do have sex. So it's right there. And I will tell you, from us doing the intimacy lifestyle for as long as we have been doing it, it has truly helped us connect in all levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that this honestly, that the habit of making sure that we've stayed on and intentional with the intimacy lifestyle has truly allowed us to get to where we are today. Because I have found that when Elisa's on her period or there are times of there's disconnect without the intimacy lifestyle, there is a disconnect. There is a frustration. There is an aggravation. And even on both of our parts.
Mm-hmm.
And this healthy habit has truly transformed our marriage and many others in the one family. So definitely, if you haven't checked it out, please, please check it out.
And we know that this is just one habit that the one family has implemented,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, so many couples, especially if you have kids, mm-hmm. right? You fall into the habit of only talking about things related to the kids, right? Or all the schedules. You kind of sit at this like 30,000 foot view, and that's where what do we need to do to survive today?
Yeah. Right. It's like laundry, dinner, work,
maybe.
Chores,
yeah.
Kids. Yeah.
And that's where those deeper conversations, you know, those deeper conversations that happened all the time during dating have taken a backseat to sports schedules and birthday parties. And it becomes easy. It becomes a habit not to go deeper. And yet that habit doesn't feel so good. And I know it doesn't feel so good because every day we get emails from people that are like, I can't remember the last time we had a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about things anymore.
I can't remember the last time we went on a date or, and I wanted to say court, but even a romancing each other or initiating a date, or it's just this routinely boring day.
Yeah. That's not a great habit.
No, we got to break out of that.
Right. And that's why when you have that pattern of disconnect, when you have that bad pattern, you have to take the steps. You have to go like Abigail Van Buren said in that quote, you have to undo it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to get involved in this process of undoing the bad habits. And that's why, you know, so many of you in the one family have decided to make the coffee break a tool in your marriage toolbox. Right. You decided that if I'm going to do something, I need to do it now and I need to have the structure. And when we're in this place of being very conscious about changing habits, and that's, let me be clear, habits only get changed if you're being conscious
mm-hmm.
about them, especially if you're trying to undo ineffective habits.
Mm-hmm.
It is a consciousness. Let me just make this really personal for a second. At the end of last year, I realized that one of the habits I had was sitting on my butt all day long, right? As I work in the office, I'm talking to clients, I'm writing, you know, the shows, I'm doing all of this kind of stuff. I spent a lot of time sitting. And the bad habit that I had was that I wasn't moving, you know, not at all. And so on December 31st, I said, I'm going to start a new habit. I'm going to, for an entire year, make a commitment to myself that I will get out and move one day at a time. As of this recording, I have gotten out and moved for at least 1 mile every day in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That was a new habit. There have been days when it's been 10 o'clock at night and I'm like, oh, crud. And I'll go and I'll get out for a mile. And then there are days we hike 16 miles together.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the choice. And that's the same thing we're talking about here with like your conversation or your sex life. You have to make a choice. And for me to do the walking, I had to have a structure. I set myself up in this program called the 1,000 Mile Challenge. For those of you that are bringing the coffee break into your marriage, you know, it's going to get you out of that surface level conversation. Why? Because you've got a format, right? You've got the questions to ask. So you don't have to be like, oh, okay, we're supposed to have a conversation. I know we need to have a conversation. What do I do?
And here's the thing. So the cue, the reward. The cue is we have the sheets, right? You have your coffee break sheets. And if you want to check that out, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coffee-break. And we'll put all these links in the show notes for you guys. So you have that. That's your cue. Also, your cue is that it's set up in your calendar,
mm-hmm.
right? You're gonna set it up on a day that works best for both of you. And many of us have different schedules, times, kids. And so what works for Elisa and I or someone else who you may know may not work for you guys. You guys may work split shift. You may have, you know, all these different shifts, night shifts, morning shifts, you know, half day here, you know, whatever it may be. But find that calendar date that works for you. And then the reward is you guys pick that special place. That's for you guys. Maybe a Starbucks. It may be a pizza. It may be an awesome coffee shop around the corner. It may not even be a coffee shop. It may be somewhere else that you guys enjoy. You may pick up a juice and go head to the beach or the lake or the riverfront. Or you may do that and it's just in your backyard because you have an awesome backyard and you want to enjoy it there and you're going to put your phones away. But that's the reward. So for some of us, the reward means we got to get out of our house. We got to drive away from it and we got to just be somewhere where we don't have any other distractions. For others, it could be right there.
The important thing is that you're consciously making the decision to create this new habit, mm-hmm. right? That you're not saying, well, we're just going to leave this to chance. Because if you leave it to chance, let me tell you something, your brain is going to pick the path of least resistance, right? And what happens is that when you implement the coffee break, when you implement this tool, when you implement this habit, all of a sudden you've created the opportunity to have a feedback loop in your marriage so that you know what's working and what's not working. It's part of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm giving you some insight into what's here because so many of us don't make change because we don't have a feedback loop, right? We don't know these things. And what a difference it makes in your marriage when you know what's working and what's not working, and you can take those steps to do more of what's working for you and your spouse. Like we've got to stop defaulting to the path of least resistance and not doing things because it's easy. Instead of saying, you know what, if I want extraordinary, just like the hug, right? Here's a couple that's been married 39 years. And what did he say? He's like, we're jumping into this. Because we actually believe the next years are going to be our best years.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have a more awesome marriage. I mean, after 39 years, they're still working to creating awesome. Dude, I want to be them when I grow up. Right? I want to put those habits in now. We want you to have those habits that have the built-in rewards, that have those systems in place so that you know from this intentionality that it's going to move you towards the vision that the two of you have for your marriage, right? Because when the two of you have that vision and you start backing into the actions and the steps that you're going to need to create that vision, then all of a sudden those habits don't seem so hard, right? Because when the vision is we want to be, and you all know what I'm talking about when you see the adorable elderly couple walking by, holding hands, looking more in love today in their 80s or 90s than they did when they were 20-somethings getting married. And we're all like, I want to be them, right? I want to have that life where we still are in love. Well, those couples didn't get there without being intentional and having those habits. And as we just mm-hmm. talk about how we can wrap this all together, I do want to thank this week's sponsor, HelloFresh. You know, one of the habits that the two of you can make is just, you know, putting a great meal on the table each and every night, right? Because healthy food, healthy marriage. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/OEM30 and enter OEM30. Because those meals, they make a difference. And that habit, whether we're talking about your sex life or having a conversation or getting date nights on the calendar, they don't just happen. They don't. I wish they could. I wish that Tony and I had, you know, the magic One Extraordinary Marriage fairy dust that, you know, you could just dial an 800 number and we could send it out to you and poof, you could sprinkle it over your marriage and
be good to go. Heck, we still struggle with this, folks. It's like, why do you think when I was reading through that the other night and it tipped me, because I can look at our own lives and our own marriage, mm-hmm. and look at times when we do have the best of habits. We do. We have the best. And yet there are those habits I also see that are not so great. Mm-hmm. And so do know, when we talk about something like this, you know, the finger is being pointed at us as well. Like we know that we can do better and we can grow more. And so it's not easy. It's not just a skip in the park. You don't look at Tony and Elisa and go, oh gosh, they just got it all together. Nope. Sorry. What we are doing though, is we're going to continue down this path together and learn those. And sometimes we hit a brick wall, you know, along that path. And other times it is smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. We're looking down and going, this is rolling the way we expected it.
Absolutely. Because as you start to increase those good habits, as you start to, you know, get away from just going down the path of least resistance, mm-hmm. right? Because let me be real honest here. If we can just talk about this for a second, the path of least resistance means that the conversations don't go deep.
Oh, right. How easy would it be not to bring up the tough topics or the tougher conversations or the conversations that you know aren't going to lead to sex? I'll raise my hand. I mean, we've had a number of those here recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather go down the path of least resistance. And yet, those conversations need to be had so we can grow. And now, believe me, it's not like we're growing right there in the minute. It's, we have to digest it and we have to learn and we have to have time to decompress and then come back to each other. Hence why coffee breaks are so wonderful, because we have a week-to-week basis of being able to discuss things and decompress and get our thoughts together.
And it's easy to fall into the rut, whether it's, you know, because of health reasons or because of just a season where you aren't having sex as frequently, right? And it just becomes one of those things that you don't do, right? Or date nights. You know, you go into the season where maybe you've got a newborn and you're like, oh my gosh, how do we juggle getting out of the house and how do we make us a priority? And so you get into these seasons where it's just easier not to do the things in your marriage. Mm-hmm. And let me be real clear that easier doesn't mean better, and it doesn't mean that it's healthier for your marriage, right? It just means that it's easy. And to be truthful, if you've gotten this far in the show, then I'm pretty sure that you're not about just making things easy for yourselves.
Nope.
Right? You're not about taking the shortcuts to having an extraordinary marriage, because I will tell you, there's no shortcut to extraordinary. Extraordinary is about the extra. It's about being willing to do life differently because you want a marriage that doesn't look like everybody else's marriage, right? Everybody else is sitting there going, you know what? We're just going to take it easy. We're not going to have those tough conversations. We're not going to make time to talk to each other every week. Are you kidding me? Like, who's got time for that? We're so busy. Well, I find that when we implement the coffee break, we always seem to have enough time to get the coffee break in and do everything else. Mm-hmm. And I found over the last, what's it been, 8 years now that we've done the intimacy
lifestyle, yes.
That over the last 8 years, we've spent more time actually having sex than having arguments or being frustrated about sex. So I don't know about you, but if I have to pick one of those two options, I'd rather have more sex than have arguments or be frustrated about it. I'm just, but the reason why is that we put a different habit into place, right? And this week, you know, you're listening to the show, and I know that some of you have been thinking, probably a lot of you have been thinking about your habits and about what the good habits are in your marriage, what's working, what's life-giving to your marriage. And you're also thinking, because you can't think about the good without thinking about the not so good, what are those things that you do either individually or as a couple that aren't life-giving habits, that aren't building up your marriage? And I hope you know that I didn't say your spouse's habits, because if you're listening, please don't go point out their habits. That's for them to come to on their own.
Unless you want them to point out yours. And that's the truth.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to go point the finger at your spouse, you better be ready for your spouse to point them right back at you. And don't get defensive mm-hmm. at them because you're the one who just pointed out theirs. It's better to look at your own and go, where can I make a change?
Right.
And, you know, beginning of this year, I noticed that I needed to make a little bit of a change in my own life personally. Like I felt like I was dragging in specific areas. I didn't have the vision I needed to have for One Extraordinary Marriage, my life. I felt like our marriage. And so I started doing the Miracle Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting up at 5 a.m., 4:30, and I was just going through a one-hour routine. But it wasn't about Elisa. She began to do it as well at one point, and it's shifted and changed over the last few months. But for a month, I was doing this, but it was about me. I didn't do it because Elisa pointed it to me that I needed to change, nor did I start it and point to Elisa and say, you need to do this now because your life isn't where it needs to be. Like your prayer life isn't where it needs to be. So you need to be doing this with me. No, I did it. She began to do it. And now it's changed a bit. You know, yeah. She gets up early in the morning. I tend to be sleeping in a little bit, you know, sleeping in for me is 6, you know, she's up at like 5. So, but I'm just giving you the fair warning because I've done it before. I've pointed things out at Elisa and lo and behold, she's pointed right back. And I will say, it hurts. And I get defensive and I get upset. And yet I was the one who brought it up.
Mm-hmm. And as you take a look at your habits, I mean, think about things like, you know, like Tony was saying, you know, what do I need to change, right? Do you tend to come home from work and veg out instead of engaging with your spouse?
Been there.
Do you spend more time looking at the faces on Facebook than you do at your spouse's face?
Been there.
Do your conversations tend to be about the same 3 to 5 topics?
Oh, yes, we've been there.
Or maybe your sex life has way too much routine to it.
Mm-hmm. And been there. We've done all of these.
Well, that's why I put them in because I wasn't pointing fingers at anybody else.
We've done all of these. And I will tell you there are things that we've done over time that have worked. There are things that haven't worked. And we ebb and flow, right? Mm-hmm. Seasons of life, guys. Seasons of life. It's not always perfect. And yet we're going for that. Hey, we're here. We're walking together.
Absolutely. And whether it was one of these ideas or something else that came to mind, you know, make the decision that you're going to set up a different habit. Tell your spouse what you're working on and not to point it out. Again, you're not pointing to them and telling them that they've got to do something, but you're looking to them for accountability. And then it's about creating, you know, the cue, the routine, and the reward. You have to replace what you've been doing with a new system. Otherwise, you're going to fall back to what you've always been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, what does this look like? Maybe instead of hopping on Facebook or vegging out, if that's the cue, go for a walk and talk.
Mm-hmm. Right? New routine.
New routine with your spouse. And here are the rewards that come for that. You get fresh air. Yay. Mm-hmm. We could all use a little more breathing in our life. You get connection time. And you get exercise. That's like a 3-in-1. Right? Mm-hmm. New rewards. Or maybe you've been looking at your sex life and you're thinking, we do the same position all the time. And so if we're going to have sex, which you are, right? Because we've been talking about the intimacy lifestyle and changing this up, and we want to do a new position, right? So the new routine may actually be to join the position of the month club so that you get a new position delivered to your inbox every month. And you can go and check that out at positionofthemonthclub.com because that's going to help you break out of the, we're doing the same old thing every time.
Yeah.
Right? Because the biggest step in changing your habits is to identify the routines that you have and ask yourself, is this bringing us closer as a couple? Now, I will tell you, if the answer is yes, if you look at the habits that you have in your marriage and the answer to that question is yes, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And do more of it. Right? If something's working, don't stop doing what's working. But here's the thing. Use the coffee break to check in with your spouse every once in a while to make sure that you both think it's working. Because we've had those seasons where one of us thinks something is working. And lo and behold, in conversations, it turns out that only one of us
thinks it's working. Or thinks it's working the way it should be working. So having those conversations allows us for clarity, right? Which allows us to set up a new cue,
mm-hmm.
which then may change the reward. Because there's some things that we can change and it's coming into an agreement to go, did that work? And Intimacy Lifestyle, 8 years, you guys can hear. If you're new to us, go back and listen to shows. But we've had our struggles with it. So it's not always perfect.
And, you know, so that's if it's a yes. If it's a no, then it's time this week to look at that and say, what are we going to do that's different? And to be open to the possibilities, to the fact that both of you may have different solutions for the same situation, and to say, how do we as a team, never forget that the two of you are on the same team.
Right.
How do the two of you as a team create a new habit, a new set of circumstances in your marriage to have that extraordinarily awesome marriage that you both desire?
Yeah, I'm going to end it on that. She killed it. I love it. Started. This is the only thing I'm going to add. Don't go crazy and try to add five new habits. Start with one. Start with one. Maybe it's the intimacy lifestyle. Maybe it's a coffee break. Maybe it's something with the walk and talk. Whatever it is, just pick one. We love you guys. We're excited to hear about the new habits you're going to start taking into your lives and into your marriages and the success you're going to have. We're believing that over you here today. And we know it's going to happen because the two of you are going to take action. You're going to be intentional. And with that comes great success. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week. And we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.